track nine and to most news stories. Russell makes a plea after Greg's heart attack. A Tynmouth man who had a heart attack in Greg's is backing a campaign to encourage more people to learn CPR. Russell McEwen, 54, collapsed unexpectedly in February last year while buying a sandwich at Greg's during a break from work. "It was a Friday and I was super busy," recalled Russell, an IT project manager. "I had 20 minutes before my next meeting, so I thought I'd grab some lunch. As I was waiting to pay, I started to feel lightheaded. I tried to shake it off, and that's when I blacked out." Russell had suffered a cardiac arrest and collapsed on the shop floor. Fortunately, the man standing behind him in the queue knew CPR and immediately began chest compressions, determinedly saying, "Not today, mate, I'm not letting you go." In another stroke of luck, an ambulance was nearby, allowing paramedics equipped with a defibrillator to arrive within minutes. "They brought me back after a couple of shocks," said Russell. "I remember lying on the floor and hearing people talking to me. I was confused and unsure where I was. I thought I'd fallen asleep at the office and that people were trying to wake me." The father of four was rushed to the Royal Devon and Exeter Hospital, where doctors found that he'd had a heart attack. They inserted three stents to restore blood flow to his heart. Medical staff revealed that his arteries had been almost completely blocked and that he had been extremely lucky to survive. The ordeal was a shock not only to Russell but also to his partner, 46-year-old Ruth Patton. Since then, the couple have been able to thank the man who saved Russell's life after Ruth tracked him down. Russell and Ruth are sharing their story as part of a British Heart Foundation campaign to encourage people to learn CPR via an online tool called Revive R, that's R-E-V-I-V with a capital R, which teaches CPR in just 15 minutes using a mobile device and a cushion. It's such a simple skill and doesn't take long to learn, but it could be the difference between someone living and dying.
Horse charity reaches maximum capacity. An equine charity has seen an increase in intervening to assist with horses and ponies over the winter period. The Mare and Foal Sanctuary's welfare and rehoming team has seen an exceptional surge in workload during the colder months, driven by the financial and environmental challenges facing equine owners. Currently, the sanctuary is monitoring around 200 horses across the southwest. These cases were reported by members of the public with serious concerns about the welfare of the animals. The charity has rescued 6 horses and ponies from 3 separate incidents in recent weeks. These equines were in critical need of intervention due to life-threatening situations, conditions, or behaviours. The sanctuary, which provides every rescued equine with lifelong sanctuary, is now at maximum capacity, with 130 equines being cared for at its 4 sites across Devon and 430 on loan with experienced carers. Welfare and rehoming field officer Leah Brock said, "It's heartbreaking to see the conditions that some of the ponies we monitor are living in. They're exposed to the elements with no shelter and often without enough food or water. They're not getting the regular care and treatment they need. So we find many with overgrown hooves, poor teeth, infected skin, lice and heavy worm burden. Every day we see horses and ponies that are suffering in plain sight. We're working around the clock to support and advise owners who may be struggling. The cost of living crisis, compounded by extreme weather conditions over the winter, has significantly impacted the welfare of equines and the ability of some owners to provide adequate care."
School's partnership with Ukraine thriving. Students from a Teignbridge school are continuing to a flourishing partnership with a school in war-torn Ukraine. teen school in Kingstainton and Zalishinsky State Gymnasia, a school in western Ukraine, came together to commemorate World Holocaust Day and celebrate European Day of Languages. Held remotely due to the conflict, the going event highlighted the connection between the two schools. The collaboration between teen school and Zalishinsky State Gymnasia has already proved to be a great success. Last October, both school leaders presented together at the OECD Education Committee meeting, showcasing their shared work and educational innovation. Teen School has enjoyed the reciprocal support of its Ukrainian colleagues, exploring key topics such as being a Microsoft showcase school and post-16 options, while also giving students the opportunity to engage in cross-cultural exchanges. Both schools are keen to continue their partnership and will be looking at ways to share future opportunities for deeper collaboration and learning. Head of school Lucy Wagner said, "It's been an incredibly rewarding experience working alongside head teacher Oleksandra Wojcicki-Skin and her team at Zalishinsky State Gymnasia. Through these exchanges, our students have gained so much insight and we have identified many areas where we can mutually benefit. The collaboration is helping to broaden our students' horizons and we're hopeful on that one day we will be able to host them here in Devon for an in-person visit." Matthew Shanks, CEO of Education Southwest, said, "Last year I had the privilege of visiting Ukraine to address an education conference where I witnessed firsthand the resilience and determination of Ukraine's education system amid the ongoing conflict. Despite the challenges, Ukrainian educators remain committed to ensuring students continue learning. Our collaboration with Ukrainian schools alongside other international partners helps share practical insights and support their ambitious educational reforms, creating an interconnected global education community."
School to offer free healthy breakfast to kids. A Newton Abbott school has been named as one of 750 that will provide free breakfast clubs as part of a government scheme. Pupils attending Bean's Voluntary Primary School will be among the 180,000 children offered a healthy breakfast in school before class. St Mary's Catholic Primary School in Buckfast, St Catherine's Church of England Primary School in Heathfield and Dunsford Community Academy will also be taking part in the pilot scheme, which starts in April and will put £450 a year back in parents' pockets, the government says. This comes ahead of planned rollout to all of England. Education Secretary Bridget Phillipson said, "Breakfast clubs can have a transformative impact on the lives of children, feeding hungry tummies and fueling hungry minds so every child begins the day ready to learn."
First birthday for business breakfasts. Cake for breakfast was the order of the day when Dawlish Chamber of Trade and Commerce celebrated the first anniversary of its popular business breakfasts. MP Martin Wrigley joined representatives from local businesses to chat and share ideas. The Dawlish Business Breakfast takes place between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. at the Smugglers Inn. The monthly networking event offers businesses the chance to start the day networking over a bacon butty and tea and coffee. Since launching the breakfasts and more recently a coffee morning network event, the Chamber has doubled its membership. Dawlish is such a friendly place and the business breakfasts and coffee mornings are really welcoming events to make connections and get to know fellow businesses, said Dawlish Chamber Chair Colin Jolliffe.